Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Today's verse can very much come down to personality sometimes. Some people like to plan projects and things and work hard at them, and some just have a personality of being spontaneous and instant. And what the writer of Proverbs tells us is that hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So some of us will naturally thrive because we're planners, and we plan everything out. We know where we're going on the journey to complete a project or complete whatever it may be. But some of us, myself included, can be a bit too hasty and have to think, I need to plan this. I need to see where we're going. What are the steps? But also in this, and what's lying behind this in a sense, is that we need to take time to consult with God. We need to say, God, is this of you? Is this the right path that I'm heading on? Is this the right path as the church that you are calling us to do? Because if God's not in it and honoring it, then we're just going to waste our time. If we think, say, for example, as a church, we have a great project and this is going to be exactly what the church or the community needs, and we're like, yes, yes, and we don't consult God at all. We're thinking it's a great idea, and it could be, but it's not what God wants us to do. And so we would be wasting our time. We would be spending so much money and so much time on this project when there's not going to be much happening, where God's saying, no, you should be doing this. You need to be over here. And so we need to slow down. We need to discern what God's calling us to do. We need to consult with him along the way, that we are on the right path, doing the right thing. Because sometimes, and on many occasions, we can think that we're doing the right thing because that's what God wants us to do, but we've never asked him where God is calling us in a different direction. And we're just not recognizing the signs. We're just not recognizing what it is that he wants us to do. We might think this is who we are as a church or even as a person. And this surely is what God is calling us to do. And not seeing the stuff that's actually happening at the moment around us and going, wow, this is beyond my expectation. We celebrate those successes, but we don't say, maybe God is pushing us in a slightly different direction. God sees the bigger picture, not just where we are as churches, but he sees the interconnectedness of it all. It could be that another church just down the road is doing something similar, and it's like, we don't need two churches doing the same thing around. We need two churches working together on those things, absolutely. But one church does that and works with you, with the people and with the skills and gifts to enable that to thrive even more. But another church to do another ministry out. It might be that the churches work together on the same ministry rather than separately. But what this is all about is to go to God in prayer and discern what he's calling us to do. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, and it's finding those people who are saying, yes, Lord, I want to get behind this and I want to work hard for your glory, to build your kingdom, to reach more people. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty, and that hasty shortcut is not going to God first in prayer and discernment. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know your plan. We are part of that. May we go to you in prayer and discernment, consulting what you're calling us to do, either as individuals or as churches. May we not do things without you. Amen.